Wait, hold on. The sign says what, sir?
It says Jesus equals truth.
Right.
Churches equals lies.
Jesus equals truth. Churches equals lies. Yes.
Right. Yeah. I'm just kind of surprised to see that day. You know. I agree with that. Is what I'm saying.
Yeah. You know? It's not a common message, is it?
No, it's not.
America's awash with false Christianity, false churchianity, and everybody's defending their own flavor, Catholic, evangelical, non-denom, Anabaptist, Mormon, Jehovah Witness, all made of men,
right,
will not stand the judgment day. And so what we encourage people to do, let me give you one of my gospel cards.
We?
What's that?
Who are you? Who are we?
Who are we? The followers of the Most High. I mean, we...
Followers of what?
Of the Most High. God, the Most High. We don't have a name. We don't have a denomination.
You don't have a denomination?
Who made all the denominations?
Who wrote the Bible? who started religions?
Well, the...
Men.
Well, hold on. The what? Bible is the inspired word of God. And it was penned by men, but given by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. There's so much prophecy and so much truth. It only could come from God. Yes, men started many religions, but the Bible talks about a one pure, true religion. And really, it's summed up in two words, Jesus Christ. Who is he? What is he about? What is his word? What's his truth? What's his path to salvation? And all these other world groups, like here you have the Palestinian people standing for the Palestinian country,
right.
Whatever you think about that. We just preached at the farmer's market down here. You've got the Jews standing there with their Jewish flags. They're against the Palestinians against the Jews, but the Jews are against Jesus. They're Antichrist. They don't believe he's Messiah. Unless you believe that Christ is the one who came in the flesh and he is the only sacrifice for your sin and my sin, you have no hope of eternal life.
Yes, you
and
do.
So,
yes, you do.
No.
No, yes,
because otherwise Jesus is a liar.
I'm not saying anybody's a liar.
Well, you have to. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. Is he a liar or is he the truth?
I don't know whether he's a liar or the truth.
Because if you say there's more than one way, he's a liar.
The secret, one of the secrets in life.
Where is this from? Philosophy?
From me, my mind.
Okay.
From my mind.
But you're an old man. You're an old man like me. You're going to be dead soon, and I'm going to be dead soon,
right,
and we
go
to powder. Wouldn't you rather base yourself on the eternal word of God rather than what you think?
Well, I wouldn't do that because I don't know what to trust. You know, first of all,
trust in Jesus, who came and died and rose again. The only one to lay down his life and pick it up again. The word of God is so accurate and so true.
If I truly believe that, I would accept it.
Yeah. See this playing out with the Palestinians and then the Jews were over another place.
Right.
The Bible predicted 2,000 years ago, some goat herders in the desert penned. You want to talk about God's Holy Spirit word? They penned that in the last days, Israel will be surrounded, will become a nation again. She'll be hated. And this is where Armageddon's going to be fought. Look what's happening in the last days.
Yeah.
It is here. It is now. The Bible is true, sir.
You believe in that? I mean, I assume that you believe whatever's in the Bible.
I do.
Right. I'm not saying who's right or who's wrong. Makes no difference to me, you know.
Well, it will on Judgment Day.
No, it's not.
Sure, because if you deny Christ and you're not born of Him, you lose your soul. You won't enter in the kingdom of God. You'll enter into wrath and judgment.
That's something that cannot be true.
Well, it is true.
And I'll tell you why.
It is true.
Well, okay. Well, it's true.
Jesus said it, so he'd be a liar.
Let me tell you something else. The truth will set you free. The truth will make you free.
That's what Jesus said. John 8:32.
I know it comes from there, but there's a catch. There's a catch to that. I believe that the truth will set you free.
What's the catch?
The catch is that there's no universal truth.
Oh, there is absolutely universal truth. Jump off that building and gravity will get you. That's a universal truth.
There are some universal truths.
Okay.
But the ones that are going to set you free are not the universal truths.
Oh, yeah.
No, they're not.
Oh, yeah.
The ones that'll set you free.
Yeah, the ones that'll set you free are the ones that Christ laid down and he said, by this faith you must come, his shed blood and repentance. Change your mind. That's what you need to do. I had to do it. You need to change your mind about who Christ is. And when God sees a willing vessel and you're willing to repent, guess what'll happen to you? You get the Holy Spirit. You'll be born again.
I've already got it.
No.
I'm a very happy person.
Well, no, that's not the Holy Spirit of God, sir. I know atheists that are very happy. That's not the Holy Spirit of God.
Well,
happiness can deceive you, and then when you die, you go to a place of judgment.
Happiness will not deceive me.
Sure, it will. It will in eternity. For this life, Elon Musk, really happy. He owns a lot of stuff. When he dies, he's going to be like the pauper in the ditch. Same level, same thing. Can't take nothing with him.
Of course.
So you're going to be the same way. You got joy while you're living. I see the sun. I'm riding my bike. I can do whatever I want. When you die, God, you're going to stand before God, and there's going to be a judgment. And
like
all
that
joy is taken away.
I have no fear of God.
Well, that's the problem, because the Bible says...
That's the solution.
No.
That's the answer.
No, the Bible says the beginning of wisdom.
I have a clear mind.
No.
I don't worry about anything.
You might have a clear mind, but you don't have an eternal mind or a biblical mind. The Bible says the beginning of wisdom is the fear of God. Proverbs 9. If you don't have fear of God, you don't have wisdom, you are going to lose your soul.
Who wrote that?
Holy and Spirit, inspired by God's word, God's
inspired
hand.
Inspired by man who wrote it.
Yeah, and Jesus quoted it. So, again, Jesus is a liar because he quoted Noah, he quoted Jonah, he quoted the Old Testament.
Did you say Jesus is a liar?
If you're saying those things aren't true, Jesus is a liar.
You're telling me I'm accusing Jesus.
Yeah, if the Bible's not true, Jesus is a liar because he quotes it all over. And the reason we say the churches are lying is because they're full of a bunch of man-made traditions. Not one of them is true.
Right.
They got some truth to them.
Well, they may have some truth, but the problem with religions, and all religions virtually, is that they lie. They all lie, and that's the reason I stopped it.
Yep.
Because
and Jesus
that,
is
and
the
says
truth.
Lie.
Yeah.
And once you believe the first lie, which is the big lie.
Which is the big lie? Which one is that?
I'm going to tell you that. Once you believe the big lie, then you can believe all the other lies.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm going to tell you what the big lie is.
What's that?
And you believe it, they believe it. Mm. The Jews across the street believe it. Mm. They all believe the same lie. Every one of you. Every religion, every member of any faithful member of any religion, believes that God is on their side.
Well, I would
God
totally.
You believe God is on your side.
I would totally disagree with
you. Just as well as they believe God is on your side.
I would totally disagree with you because here's the fact. Here's the fact. It all comes down to, again, Jesus Christ. They don't honor Christ. The Jews don't honor Christ. Christ is the way.
Do you believe God is on your side?
Absolutely, because I'm in Christ.
Do they believe God is on their side?
They're not in Christ. Christ is all the difference.
Okay. See,
Christ is all the difference, sir.
See, that,
everything is about Jesus Christ. The whole Bible is about him. Creation's about him. Salvation's about him. Everything's about him. If you get outside of that, it's all about you. And Satan's deceived you to make your life and your belief about you. What you have, I just studied on this. I love you. You're my neighbor. I just studied on it. You know what it's called? Autonomy. You know what that means? I'm self-governed. I can do what I want. I can feel what I want. I can believe what I want. And God says, no, I'm the governor. You submit to me, and you could gain eternal life because of my son. You won't submit to me? You get to be governor of your life while you're here, but there's a way that seems right to a man. In the end, it leads to death. And on judgment day, God's going to say, okay, you got to lead your life. Now let me lead eternity. Away from me, I never knew you. And you'll go into outer darkness, and you'll suffer the wrath. I don't want that for you. I want you to repent, see the Bible is true.
I don't want it for you either.
Well, it's not going to be for me because I'm following Christ. And I'm going to obey him with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength.
I feel very strongly that I don't have anything to worry about.
Well, but you're not basing that on eternal word of God. You're basing it on feelings and emotions.
I'm basing it on my truth.
Your truth is going to die with you. Jesus' truth lives forever.
Of course my truth is going to die with you.
Which means it's not eternal.
My truth is going to die with you.
No, I don't follow my truth. I follow Jesus' truth.
Okay.
He's the way, the truth, and the life.
Well, I wish you all the happiness in the world.
Thanks for stopping and talking.
And
stay away from the churches.
Oh,
stay away.
I wouldn't step foot in any
Good.
Church.
Stay away from the culture and the news and the media, and open the Bible. Read in the Gospels. See who Jesus is, and you have to answer this.
I tried reading the Bible once.
Try reading it with this mindset. Try reading it with this mindset. Is Jesus Lord, or is he a liar? Go figure that out. No man's ever been able to prove he's a liar. I say he's the Lord, and if he's the Lord, you're in big trouble.
And if he's not,
if he's not the Lord, you and I should go out and get drunk together. He is the Lord. He is coming back in flaming fire. You just that test that stuff I told you. My email's on there if I could ever help you.
Again, it was a pleasure.
Yeah, this is false. That's false. Christ is the truth. They don't have that. They don't have Christ.
You can't tell anybody.
Sure,
false.
I can. Sure, I can.
You think.
You're outside of the Father. You're not in the truth. That's what Jesus said.
Okay.
Open those scriptures and test yourself,
have a good
sir.
Day. Thank you.
Christ is the only way. Repent or you're going to lose your soul. We love you.